This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In Southern California, grocery workers are still on strike against three big chains. They've been on strike for 2 months. And the Grocery Workers Union is talking about boycotting Safeway nationwide. Meanwhile, retail giant Walmart is looking to open 40 new superstores in California. But in one northern county in the state, some people don't want Walmart. Laura Seidel reports.
It's usually workers and communities doing the organizing, but in Contra Costa County, Walmart's reaching down to the grassroots. When the county's Board of Supervisors passed a zoning ordinance that would effectively keep the company's superstores out, the retailer signed its customers up for the Walmart Customer Action Network.
What we've decided to do is formalize our ability to talk to our customers and allow them to opt in to hearing about issues that affect their ability to have lower prices and shopping choices.
Walmart's Bob McAdams says they gathered more than 10,000 signatures and got a referendum on the March ballot. The referendum would void the county's anti-superstore zoning measure. Carl Steitman, chief economist at Deloitte, says the fight leading up to the March vote is likely to be class warfare.
There's a certain amount of almost Marie Antoinette-ism to the anti-Walmart opposition.
Walmart is facing opposition in Colorado, Vermont, and other states. But Steitman says it's been strongest in California. Ranked by income, Contra Costa County is the fourth wealthiest in California. And Steitman says it is those wealthy areas that have put up the most successful opposition.
To the degree that it's successful, it'll result in higher prices for goods. It will limit the diversity within that community.
But both sides in Contra Costa claim to be speaking up for the little guy. John Joya is a county supervisor.
Many community residents came and spoke in favor of our ordinance.
Joya says Walmart opponents are from a large spectrum of the community. Environmentalists fear increased traffic. Unions say the company brings down wages. Local retailers worry they will be driven out of business by Walmart's cutthroat competition. Joya believes his county is a test case for the world's largest retailer.
That's why I think Walmart is trying to make an example in Contra Costa, because it doesn't want other communities to pass similar laws.
Walmart already lost a fight in the nearby city of Oakland, but Contra Costa County is a much larger area. In front of the regular-sized Walmart in Martinez, it is possible to find shoppers who stand on both sides of the issue. Gloria Sellers is here Christmas shopping for her grandchildren. She will vote in favor of Walmart.
The prices are more to my pocketbook. And when you're on a fixed income, you travel from Richmond to Martinez to Walmart.
In California, a state known for its car culture and strip malls, some might wonder what difference another big box store will make. But certain shoppers here do worry about how competition from Walmart superstores will affect their community. Bill and Beverly Jones just finished a trip across the country.
We've been in small towns back in Oklahoma and places where actually they just about shut the town down.
We'd really rather see they just stay out.
The vote on Contra Costa County zoning ordinance takes place in March. For Day to Day, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.